everybody. Welcome back to the Comedy Fix podcast, the podcast where we question everything you've ever learned about comedy and performance. And we often don't find answers to the questions, but we like exploring the questions. Questions. My name is Chris. I'm here, as always, with my two co-hosts and my friends, Jamie Parkinen and Samuel S. Miller. Today we're talking about, which on paper feels like a boring topic, and even when I just say the word, it's going to sound boring, but the idea of justification. Justification in performance. I'll probably be talking about it only in the sense of improvisation. Justification. When Jamie came up with this topic not too long ago, I replied on our text thread, oh, I had just told my class yesterday at one point, I said, okay, no more justification. Got to stop with the justification. And they were like, what? They weren't shocked, but like, oh, that's different. And this is coming from somebody who only warmed up with three-line scenes. I think I've mentioned that on this podcast before. The three-line scene, which is where you get out the who, what, where. Not that that's justification necessarily, but it's the information we think the audience and the performers need. Who are we? Where are we? What are we doing? And sometimes when that isn't spelled out early enough or there are questions in the scene, the justifications start to come, start to fill in blanks, start to justify your character's choices, start to justify why we are in this space. And forever, I know I'm just going off on this thing, but I just got to go. Forever, I thought that was super important until this fucking podcast. Now, I just want the meat, baby. I just want to know how you're feeling. What? Maybe I don't even know if I need to know why you're feeling that way. That's part of the justification. Just go. Say I love you. Say I hate you. And then show me that you love or hate that person. What is happening sometimes is an otherwise successful scene all of a sudden gets thwarted, or like the brakes are pumped when this happens. You know, I love you so much, Karen. I love you so much, Bobby. I love you because of like last time when we were at the park and the way you were talking to those children. And then I'm like, where, what, why do we have to justify the love? Just be in love. I don't know if that was a great example, everybody, but it's a departure from what it is I want. Now that I've said a little part of my piece, Sam, you're lit beautifully this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Talk to us. Justification. What does that mean to you?
Justification is the... I like how you said the why. Like, for me, that's where it always comes out of. It's like, why is someone doing something? I feel like UCB style improv is sort of big on like coming up with the justifications so that you can play the game in different ways. And you hear people talk about like justifying away the weird, where like if you are trying to create comedy and you give a good logical justification for why you're doing something, it's not funny anymore, right? I'm angry because I don't like when people cut me off in traffic. Yeah, everyone's angry because of that. As opposed to like finding the opposite of that and justifying that way, I'm angry because I hate being driven around. I don't know. It's a silly example, but it can be a little bit more funny that way. And so one thing we've talked about is, how necessary is a justification? Can the greedy old man just be greedy? Do we need to know why Scrooge is a Scrooge? Or can we just sort of take on this character of greediness, right? Now, and that's where I'm coming to.
Before Jamie even speaks, I remember in our rehearsals having this conversation. Probably, I don't recall specifically, but I imagine it went like, I said, hey, can you tell us a little more as like to why this character would do this thing? And Jamie would be like, no. Here's what I've been hearing in my head a lot, right before I toss it to you, Jamie. Here's what I've been hearing Jamie's voice in my head a lot lately. And it's just like these words. It's like, who cares? And it almost smashes every idea I have, preconceived idea I have about the way we should do things. I'll just hear him go, yeah, but like, who cares? Why? Well, why does it have to be that? Why does it have to be that way? And so I think it was in one of our rehearsals where that was really the justification thing was kind of like challenged and opened my eyes. Jamie, dude, how much justification are you doing? How much is necessary? What do you need?
I mean, the irony of this conversation is that we're justifying the lack of the failure to require justification. We're saying why justification is not needed, which is great. I welcome that irony. But I think, I agree with what has been said so far. I think that justification often, in the UCB style of gameplay, I remember I had a UCB class with Will Hines. I remember he would always say in a scene, say why. That would always be his side coaching note in the scene, say why something weird was happening or why somebody had a certain perspective. And there is room for that to add to the comedy. Like Sam is saying, if you hate being driven around or if you're angry, okay, say why. Angry itself is not enough for comedy. Oh, I'm angry for this dumb reason. That can be funny. That can add to the comedy. That's justification in that sense. When you justification that creates a disjuncture, I think is good because then it adds to the comedy. You're angry. Well, people are angry all the time. Oh, but you're angry for a dumb reason. Oh, that disjuncture is comedy. But when you have something weird that's already weird and funny, and then you slow down to justify why with logic, then I think that's justification that hurts the scene. So I think justification only is successful in comedy in one direction. When you have something normal and you make it weird by justifying it in a weird way, as opposed to if you have something weird and you make it normal by justifying it, that's the wrong way to do it, I think, because it doesn't add to the comedy. It makes you normal and sympathetic, and then the scene dies. So to me, justification, and that's why I was really attracted to clown, because I see very, very little justification in clown work. It's people doing weird stuff with no context, with no justification, with no reasons why they're doing it, other than they stumbled into it and now they're committing to it. And so that's really, I think, fun and interesting because it's really hard. It's hard to do that. It's hard to commit really hard to something super weird without knowing a reason why you're doing it. I think just our brains look for reasons why things are happening and try to connect dots. And when there's no dots to connect, it almost feels like you're flailing. But if you just embrace that flailing feeling, then you don't need to worry about that. And you can just be spinning around with your finger in your mouth kind of thing. What do you guys think about that?
I have two questions for you based on what you've just said. One is, does clowning intrinsically justify itself? Right, the idea that I'm going to clown or be foolish, does that as sort of like a intrinsic justification? And then just to play like devil's advocate, we could maybe criticize some of the clowning stuff that does have, goes to the far fringes of what we would consider weird. Would it help for some of that stuff to have a justification sometime to like keep it a little bit more within the bounds of our world, or you just like the no justification because it's fun?
I think this goes back to our weird for weird sake episode, that this, at least the second question you asked, because I think that it's unappetizing to watch very weird conduct that knows it's weird and is trying to be weird, as opposed to you stumbled into something and then you built on it. That's very different. And I think the audience can see it right away, as opposed to somebody who just comes out with a wacky idea and it feels forced, it feels ham-fisted, and it just feels like they're trying to be a clown, which is my critique of a lot of what I see, a lot of clowns I see perform, is it feels like they're putting on like the clown, just the same way that improvisers, you know, will bring in an idea they saw on a sketch show, or they'll come in with a preconceived notion that they saw Cook County Social Club do last week. And they're going to come in and try to put that on and say, hey, this is what improv is because I saw Cook County Social Club do it. I see a lot of clowns doing the same thing. They've seen other clowns do this, so they do it, but it's not organic to them. And so it shows and it looks weird, especially because clown in particular is about being authentic and trying to find that your true self and show that to the audience. So then to put on a fake clown mask of somebody else's clown and put that on yourself, it bothers me. But, so to answer your question, I think it's, you can be weird, but there needs to be that organic feeling, even if it's not genuinely organic. I need to feel that it is, you know, you need to be good enough at your weird to convince me that it is. And this is of course my personal taste. People I'm sure will disagree. I don't remember your first question. Is clown in inherently something, right? What was the
question? It like justify itself? What's interesting about what you just said is, what I'm kind of hearing is that weird is not a good justification. Just doing something for the sake of it being weird is not a good way to justify it. But it does sound a little bit like you are answering my first question, where the license of clowning sort of gives itself a justification of like, I'm going to explore, I'm going to find my true self. That does justify a lot of that work just by being clown, if that makes sense.
I think so. I think clown, I honestly see almost every kind of performance as some kind of self-exploration. So it's not just inherent to clown. I think it's all over the place.
Sure.
And I think people have lost that a little bit, which is always my critique, because I want to see more originality, more self, more individuality, less of the script. But I think that, because I like the fact that a lot of clowning doesn't require justification, because then if it's done with, I think, commitment to it, it allows the audience to dream a little bit and to fill in the blanks for themselves. Oh, why is this person spinning around? Is it a metaphor for Brexit? Who knows? It's this kind of thing. And I think that's really fun, is the audience gets to justify it for the performer. And I think that's really fun, because then the audience gets to feel smart. They get to feel like, oh, they can connect with what's on stage. But when the performer justifies their weird behavior, to me, it often kind of shuts down the dream of the audience. It's like, oh, okay, well, I guess we have our answer. It's like, I hate when I hear a song and then I hear the artist tell me what it's actually about. It almost always ruins it. It almost always ruins that song for me. I can think, there's a Queen song called 39, and it's on the Night at the Opera album with Bohemian Rhapsody. And it was in that vein, in that their time period for the Queen, you know, repertoire. And it's a beautiful song. And I always thought like, oh, this is a fascinating, interesting song. And I thought it was like, oh, maybe about like the Depression and 39, or it was about like maybe 1839 or 1739, and about like exploring new frontiers. Turns out, you know, it's about space travel and some kind of future sci-fi thing. It totally ruined it for me. I'm like, oh no, this beautiful song that I connected with and I thought it was about like pastimes is actually like a sci-fi futuristic thing, and it kind of ruined it for me. So I heard the artist's authoritative take on what it's actually about, and it ruined it for me. So I, ever since then, I don't want justification anywhere in the shows that I watch, because I want to be able to connect the dots, because that's just a fun exercise for me as an audience member.
That's interesting, because I felt almost the complete opposite when it comes to art. I like to be told what the artist's intention is. Otherwise, I sit there looking at it or listening to it going, I don't know, I guess this is about a diner, or maybe it's a metaphor for something. And then
Tom's Diner.
And as far as like the clown stuff, you know, I haven't seen a lot of it. When I see online, I feel like you're saying, if what you're saying is right, Sam, you don't need to justify it. It's welcome to the clown show. Justification's already, we know everyone's going to be fucking doing something wacky. It's so funny, guys. I was never a clown person. I still am not. But then I was kind of like, oh, I think I want to explore that. And I don't know what's happening, but I'm already feeling like I'm done, like I'm coming out of it. And I haven't even done it. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
I'm curious, because we talked about Nate and Natalie Palamides' show. I hope I'm saying her name right. I'm sorry if I'm not. Yeah. I feel like she doesn't have to explain to us why she's coming out as Nate. I feel like if I read an interview about her talk about like why, and this isn't like justification in the show, I guess this is more like justification on like the meta level of like justifying why she's choosing to make this arc. But even inside that show, I don't know that that character is ever like, this is why I am who I am kind of a thing. We're just along for that ride, aren't we? Isn't that just sort of fun to be along for?
Yeah, I think so. It's so funny. I'm not saying much because I didn't think of justification outside of improv, if I'm being honest. I feel like it's almost not as necessary. I could see where players would want to use justification more in improvisation than these other avenues, to be honest.
But you're like a real actor too. You're not just an improvised actor. You do real acting. And to me, my understanding at least, justification as like an internal motivator, isn't that like a big thing for actors of like, why is my character this way?
For me, but that's because I'm so anxious and I'm afraid. And at my worst, when I'm afraid of not getting it right is when I need the answers and justification. That's been my whole thing. It's been like my whole, I don't know, like block to real creative freedom is like wanting to get it right. So I want the justification. I want to justify the others. This is why I'm doing that thing. Just in case you thought maybe I was crazy or didn't know what I was doing, I'm actually doing this to prove this, to show that this little part of the show is now thing or this script or whatever. But I don't feel like that unlocks what I actually want to be doing, if I'm being honest. Do you know what I mean? Like, it seems my justifications feel like I'm muting the art in some ways. That's kind of too big. I don't barely even do art. But yes, like, I mean, yeah.
It sounds like you're using justification to show competency rather than to advance the performance necessarily. Like, you're trying to prove to either yourself, your fellow performers, or the audience that like, hey, you know what you're doing. There's a reason for this, as opposed to if there's a reason, I don't know what it is, or there's no reason at all.
Absolutely, Jamie. And this really ties into what I think about a lot, which is who we are off stage is who we are on stage. And I think I'm such an anxious, scared, fear-based person that probably bleeds over into my performance. And there might be a correlation between those who over-justify in scenes and who they are off stage. You know, like there might be, I'm just making this up right now, but there could be a people who want to get it right or show that they know what they're doing. Yeah. For another thing though, is that when I'm listening to the flow of scenes, which I listen to a lot, I listen to a lot of scenes. I watch scenes, but I'm listening to like the kind of cadence of it. The justification part will oftentimes like, I don't know, send it to a different place that I don't think is necessary. But I do realize, and I say this to my players, you can justify. Like if you feel that it's necessary, go ahead and do it. Or if you are the person who is receiving the information that has questions, go ahead and ask. I just don't need it to be part of the process every time. I don't think it needs to be a built-in thing. But from time to time, if you want to say, yeah, I'm tired because the baby kept me up all night, that's fine. As opposed to just saying, I'm tired. Like, I don't mind a little information. I just don't want it to be the scene. And that's where I lose my mind. I start pulling my hair out when two-thirds of the entire scene is you justifying this stuff. Like, I don't need all that. You can give me a little bit, or you can ask, I'm tired. Why? That's fair to me. That's valid. It just doesn't need to be the meat of it all. Yeah, I feel like I'm spinning right now, guys, because I thought I was coming into this podcast with, like, just in a two-person improvised scene almost. And now I'm thinking about myself as a person and clown and everywhere. Like, fuck.
I mean, we can even funnel it into improv. We can even just focus on improv because I know you said the other day that you relinquished your students from having to justify. When before that time, when you would encourage or require justification, what is it that you were looking for in that scene? Why did you want justification?
That's a great question. I think that's a really good question, and I'm going to answer it for the first time ever in my life right now. I think I've always sought after the emotional connection between two players. It's a very easy sentence to say. People say that all the time. I don't think people mean it as much as I do, if I'm being honest. Because I see the work people do, and this seems to be maybe third or fourth on their list. When to me, it's like, it's number one. And I think I was encouraging my students or my, the people I coach to justify their behavior so that the person on the other end would have something to sink their teeth into. So that they could, if they understand why this person is making these choices, then there could be an opening for empathy or sympathy or a connection. Where if a player is going, I don't know why this person is acting this way, we're spending time with these question marks and not enough time just jumping into each other, connecting. I just made that up, right? Like, that's what I think. That's what I think that pull to me was. Like, I'm this crazy person. Okay, that's fine. Why are you that crazy? I'm crazy because my parents, this and that. Then I'm like, that feels better to me. Probably better to your scene partner. Now we all know why. Now we can connect. That's the way I used to feel. And I think that's why I was such a proponent of it. Whereas today, I think I can connect right now no matter what. Or choose not to connect. That's also my choice. But I don't need to know why all the time. I just don't. I don't know if that answered your question.
It does. I mean, it reminds me of another thing that has always bothered me about justification is that there always seems to be like three justifications. Mm. One is someone just got a divorce and is acting that way. One is, someone's parents, X, Y, and Z. That's why they're acting that way.
Always.
Yeah, something like that. And it's like I guess, yeah, sure. People are damaged from broken relationships and bad parents, but it's like, it always feels like it's the same similar justification over and over and over again.
Let's pause on that for one second. Not only have I taught a bunch of classes and like coached a bunch, but this used to be prevalent in the drop-ins I would teach. A drop-in is just like a casual Saturday afternoon for 2 hours at the theater. You bring $10 and play. For some reason, the justification of, well, when mom was around, or now that dad's gone, would happen all the time. And I wouldn't note it. Like, I wouldn't discourage it because I understood that that was the information one or both of the players needed to have to attach emotionally. But that's so interesting that you bring that up, Jamie, because that one happens a lot. And it immediately injects a kind of sorrow, a kind of a mood, right? Well, now that mom's gone. And so I'm not mad at that, especially for beginning improvisers who are just trying to, like, I don't know, try on emotions, perhaps. But it is funny that you say that one happens a lot. And I guess we're afraid, and I'll even say myself, to just be sad. Right? I oftentimes will ask, sorry, Sam, I'm waiting to come in. I'll often ask my players to come in already feeling an emotion prior to knowing the suggestion, if there even is one, or anything. A predetermined, you pick an emotion, or I will assign one to you before you enter the scene. And we never justify that. How does somebody who's sad, you know, wait for the bus, go to Kentucky Fried Chicken without ever, because that to me is who I actually interact with on a day-to-day basis. The people I'm at Rouse with aren't telling me why they're angry. They're not telling me why they're sad. They just are those things. And if you're playing that person, that's fun too, to just be that. And how does that affect the way you choose your cold brew at Ralph's or the way you sit close or not close to somebody on a bus stop? Now I'm fucking into it. And if there are questions, if I'm wondering why is this person that way, I think that's a great place to be as an audience member. Like you were saying, Jamie, I get to fill in those blanks. It's not, sometimes it might be necessary and I haven't figured that part out and I want Sam to talk. Sometimes it might be, I don't know when that is, but right now in the scenarios I just set up, I'm like, oh, now I'm fucking in. Sorry, Sam. You're on this podcast.
I am. I've been here the whole time just thinking about how good improv is bad for comedy. Like, it's so clear to me that.
I love that.
When we talk about this stuff, like, I've been that person on stage and said, well, ever since mom died, right? And like, there's, you're putting all this context together. Like, you're the only parent on stage. There's a kid on stage. There's not another person here. We can fill in that blank by saying the parent died, and that explains all this stuff. And it's our logical brain making sense of the situation that doesn't really make sense. And I think what we really have to do is we have to train ourselves to not make sense if we want to be funny. Because you're right. The second you say it, we get this like sad scene, and that's it tanks the comedy momentum of everything.
Sam. And
what?
I don't want to be funny. That's the problem.
I know. Your good improv is really bad for comedy. But I will say, if you are sad going to KFC, that is hilarious. Because KFC makes me feel sick every time. And so the idea that, like, every time I'm sad, I go to KFC and get a meal that makes me nauseous is funny, right? And, like, that, I don't know if we have to explain, well, when I was a kid, my grandma always got me KFC. Like we don't need any of that shit. You can just say, yeah, when I'm sad, I go to KFC.
Nothing. Sam, I love this. I just want to say this. Nothing drives me crazier. I don't know. I think I'd rather see denials all day or walking through space work than somebody pulling off on the accelerator to go, remember in third grade that when you – I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. What are we doing? I don't give a shit about what's out there. Honestly, that's become one of my biggest things. Come back in here. Don't leave the fucking, don't leave the scene. Don't leave the situation to fucking make up a story that never even fucking happened.
Yeah, like, I think that's what 100%. I think that's what partially bothers me as well about justification is that it feels like the improvisers have run out of steam on the weird and they're trying to look for an out. They're trying to look for a pause or a break or some way to get off the crazy train because either they're scared to commit to what the next level of crazy or because they've been told that, oh, you need to do it and then back off and then do it and then back off, which I disagree with as well. But I think justification just serves to pump the brakes of the weird or interesting or funny thing in the scene. And oftentimes it doesn't add to it. It's more just like tick the box, or it allows improvisers to get off easy. You know, they don't have to commit to the weird thing anymore because they can just pivot into their sad childhood.
Oh, can I devil's advocate a little bit here for at least the way that I was kind of taught how to use justification to kind of grow your character, right? Where it's like, the example of pizza guy, weird thing is I love pizza to an unhealthy level or whatever. Why do I do that? Well, I'm actually obsessed with everything Italian. And so now, like, we can take me to different places, right? It's not just pizza that I'm into. I'm going nuts at the Whole Foods Parmesan cheese area. I'm, like, really into fascism as a political party or whatever. Like, is there any value to that?
I think that is really so boring, Sam. I think on the highest level, by highest level, I don't even know what I mean by highest level, but not, let's say not students or whatever. It probably can be weaved pretty well. We all know what it looks like when people, especially doing a Herald or something Herald-ish, or just setting up a tag out run. I have played with players, Sam, or top players, I should say, that learned this trick earlier on. And so now I see them use it. And it goes like this. Why are you eating so much pizza? Oh, I'm just crazy about everything Italian. Cue boring ass tag out run. Like some players have gotten into the habit of labeling their unusual thing so fucking uniformly, like such like in a small little box that so everybody can play with it. And it's so boring. It's so fucking boring, dude. I'm getting mad. But I do want to ask this. When is justification useful? Sam, I'm curious for you. You do narrative improv or genre improv. I don't know. Sometimes those are similar with like impro, or I would imagine like, I don't know, are some of our favorite characters in film or television, do they have justifications as to their behavior, or are we just happy that, you know, this guy's just crazy and we don't need to know why? Like, where does that, when is it useful?
It's all over the place. And I probably would have a hard time separating it from like motivation and want sometimes a little bit, but like, you know, there's the trope and I forget the name for it or whatever, but it's like well, the guy's wife died, and so that's why he's going on a revenge killing spree, right? And, like, that totally justifies that he is driving a car off a cliff into a helicopter, and yeah. that's like an action thing, right? It's interesting that you mentioned genre, because I'm doing, like, Roman Shakespeare right now at the Impro, and, like, yeah, maybe you get, like, a bad guy kind of villain speech of, like, you wronged my tribe, and so now I'm going to destroy Rome sort of a thing, but, like, I don't know how much we have to justify the emperor being emperor. You know, you don't have to talk about like why he always wanted to become emperor. He can just be the emperor. You want to find like character flaws for some of these people. But it's interesting because I'm wondering how much like backstory is what we really hate. And you'll always see people making fun of like the pilots where in the first 5 minutes, they're like, of course I'll pass you the salt, Brenda, you're my sister. As if like we have to justify why these two people are in a room together. So that's an all over the place answer, but I do think it's
no.
all over the place.
Jamie, do you think that there's fun to be had in using the justification as the whole point of the scene? Like, I just picture this emperor who's acting like a, he's acting a certain way that's like funky. And maybe like the entire piece is like seeing how he ended up that way or something. I don't know. I'm just fucking around here. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Could we could fuck with it, right?
I think justification is stronger in the dramatic world. I think because then you can do like a character deep dive on the psychology of the person. That doesn't really invite comedy so much as it does. I think it can work for drama. You do like a character exploration of Joker or whatever and something like that. Like that's, you know, that's an interesting character-based movie. Basically, just about justifying why he destroys Gotham City is about, oh, because of these traumas. But again, that's not really comedic.
Well, I'm thinking of one moment. I'm making this up, obviously, but in comedy, where, say, I'm on a date with a girl, first date, and she's like, hi, are you Brad? You know, you look like your picture or whatever. And then I go, yeah. And then I smash a pie in her face. She's like, what the fuck? Then we tag her out. And then we see me as a child. And my dad, because my mom had died, obviously. My dad's going on his first date. And he says, you know, the best way to a woman's heart is through comedy or you know, making, I don't know. And then he smashes. So I learn these weird behaviors as a child. And that's how, no, Jamie's saying no. I don't know.
No. I'm giving him the waggy finger.
Can we do this exercise? I feel like we've done this as an exercise, Chris, where like someone would tag in, give you like a parent to child life story thing.
Oh yeah.
And then you like zoomed out. So like you did that for the rest of the scene.
That's right.
Not with us though, right? With your other deconstruction group?
Yeah.
Because to me, the reason I wag my finger at that is because it's the same problem as Sam's, I love pizza. Why? Because I love Italian food. It's like, it doesn't answer the question. You love Italian stuff. It doesn't answer the question. It just kicks the can down the road.
Well,
because then you say, well, why? Well, why do you like on, why yeah. do you like Italian well, things? Okay, well, why does your dad think a way to a woman's heart is a pie? Or then we have to go see another thing where his
That's what I was going to say.
It's like, well,
Jamie, that's what I was going to say. Now I'm liking my finger. I didn't finish. And then we see the kid's dad. And then they're working on a, you know, the old pie factory, right?
I think he invented a form called the justification. And you just keep going back.
God. It's terrible. It's terrible because everything is just an infinite pattern, which itself can be funny, but that's not really justification. That's just pattern.
So I am being completely serious here, Jamie. When do you think justification is useful?
I think when you have, I feel like what I said earlier is kind of where I'm landing on this, where justification can work, but only in a particular direction. If we're talking about comedy, comedic improv, is if you have something normal in a scene and you justify it with a weird reason. So Sam's example, you're angry because you hate being driven around. Well, that's a weird reason to be angry. That invites comedy because normally your anger is not funny. You know, we need to make it funny by giving it a weird justification. But if you have a weird thing and you justify it with a normal thing, why are you spinning around in circles? Oh, because my dad used to do this when he was angry and he's trying to, I'm trying to calm down or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know. That's not as funny to me. It's like, oh, okay, I guess now I can see that, but it doesn't really do anything for the scene other than slow down the weird and get people to be more talking heady, you know, as opposed to more do, it's more talking, which I think is in general, something we can avoid or move away from in performance. So,
you know, I hear you. I hear you. We also brought up like backstory, and also right now I'm thinking about the word clarification, where sometimes that those two might be in the same category, the justification and the clarification, where there's improvisers on stage who don't know what's happening, like legitimately, or are confused at a character choice, and they will like either ask that, you know, like, Bob, why did you bring us all here? Or some, I don't know. Like, but I wonder if those are, mutually exclusive. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but clarification and justification. What's, you know, is there room for one or both or either? Because sometimes you kind of fucking need to say it. The show's, well, or maybe not. Maybe Jamie will argue this. But there is a moment where I've even told my players, just fucking say it. Like, just go, okay, listen, Dad, I know you're next to Bob, our neighbor, who's also in love with my mom, but my sister here is hungry. Let's eat. And I know that sounds crazy even when I say it, Jamie, but like, sometimes you'll watch that show where people are confused. They don't know who's who, and they just go down in a ball of flames.
I mean, that's context, which is maybe context. Is level one to, and then justification comes later.
Yeah.
We should do a whole episode on context.
Yeah.
But I don't know. To me, those are different. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. I was just,
I mean, they're all related though. I mean, if context is the who, what, where, I keep kind of going back to justification as the why. So it's another W question. I'm kind of putting some of these characters in my head together now where like, maybe the person who gets sad and eats KFC is the same person as gets angry when they have to ride in the back of a car. And what's interesting to me is like a justification could justify just one of those things, but is there a way that you can just like justify your character as a person in some way of like, you know, this would be a different person, but like I'm a red-blooded American, right? Like shooting guns makes me happy. Right. I get mad when people talk politics in school or whatever, because I'm a red-blooded American, like going back to like that character. And then you can have a bunch of like emotions and reactions as opposed to sort of the one lane justification. I don't know. Do you guys ever play around with any of that as an idea where you can play multiple games and still have kind of the same justification for them?
I mean, that reminds me of like point of view work kind of. Or I'll have like a larger, broader label to this person, and that'll kind of influence the why I do some things. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes here's what I will say. I think that's nice to have. I think that's nice to work on those exercises sometimes for players to give them the confidence to make moves that a character might, that they might not normally do. So, you know, the old if this, then what, right? I think it's good for students, people learning to kind of explore, oh, if somebody does this, then what else might they do that is different from their own personal choices? It's like an exercise or building tools, not necessarily doing that on stage, because you'll see that on stage as well, and it just doesn't feel as smooth. Even the way I'm seeing this right now feels clunky. But if I'm red-blooded American, what else might I do? I think is an okay way to think, you know. Yeah, I think it's an okay way to think. And that would justify your behavior. But maybe you don't even need to say that. I have some students do this, Jamie, where like I play around with different exercises at the top of all my classes, small little ones I kind of make up. And then sometimes the students will tell me later on, oh, I used it in the scene or whatever. So sometimes people will have their own motivations, secrets, stuff in their mind or in before they enter a scene. I'm carrying a gun, might be their secret. And they never mention the gun and they just have that interaction. The way they hold themselves or carry themselves is a little off or like a little like a skew from who they are. And I'm wondering what's going on here? But they'll never say that they're carrying a gun. So they don't have to justify their behavior. It's just informing their behavior. If you're carrying a gun, you might, for instance, you might be a little more brave, a little louder. You might feel a little more confident is one version. And so it's kind of fun to watch a brave, loud, confident character just be brave, loud, and confident without ever telling us why. But my point to saying all this is that the actor knows why they're doing that. So they have their own personal justification. Did I just go crazy right now?
No, I do kind of love the justification of like, yeah, I'm loud, I have a gun.
I don't know. I'm just making, that's a dumb example, but
it's a great example.
Or I thought of, I tell them other ones like, you know, you're going to kill yourself tonight. How does that inspire and inform the way you play? Now, there's obviously the depressing, sad version. There's also the, you know, fucking seize the day. This is it. You know, I want to do the best, most fun things. So there's something fun in that. Now, a character could fuck it up to go, Chad, why are you so happy today? Well, I'm going to kill myself tonight. Like, well, shit, that's not, I don't want that. But I think it is kind of fun to have something to inform you. It's just not always. I just think it's a fun tool to have occasionally. And my point is, you have your own justification in your head that may never be shared with the audience or your teammates. And I'm done.
It's so funny you use this example. The TV show Hacks on HBO had an episode where she like meets a guy at the casino. They have this like crazy night together. And then the next morning she comes back and it turns out like he jumped out the window. And spoiler alert, guys, sorry. You get this like one moment where they're like, yeah, it turns out he defrauded a bunch of old people and was going to get arrested. And I could have done without that line. It was enough for me to know that he just like had one night and like ended it. It was so interesting of like, okay, like I get what happened now.
That's the Queen song justification, where it's just like, oh God, it fucking ruined it. It was so cool because you could make up the reason. Why did he just had one night and he did, that was it? Whatever, you can make out anything you want that would make sense or that would be impactful to you, that would connect with you. Instead, oh, well, okay, I guess that makes sense. It falls flat, no pun intended.
Well, okay, so are either of you familiar with the movie Falling Down? About the guy who's in like traffic and he gets out of his car, he's headed up to here, Jamie. It's like late 80s, maybe early 90s. And he just goes on a fucking tirade, right? Like he's in traffic, you can picture it, right? It's a hot LA day, no ACs or older car, he's sweating, and then he snaps. Okay, he just got fired and he just leaves his car in traffic. And now the entire movie is we watch him try to make his way to a woman he loves. So he's walking through East LA, he fights gang members, he's doing stuff. That is a movie, Sam, in my movie club that was so polarizing. So some people were like, I mean, like this is probably, that's probably the most, we've watched like 80 movies. That might be the most polarizing movie because people were not satisfied with the justification of his actions. And some people were. Hey, he lost the love of his life and he got fired. That would justify why you might be shitty to the person at the McDonald's. That might justify why you might, you know, hang up the payphone the person's talking and say, I gotta use it. So sometimes I think people need or want, I don't know if they deserve it, the justification to know how to feel about the actions of the character. You know, if that person did that, if he had just won the lottery and then went around and acted like an asshole, that justification would skew the way you cared about the character, right? We'd be like, he just won the lottery. Why is he acting like a piece of shit? Or if his wife just died and his children just died, he's acting like a piece of shit. We get it. We might even be rooting for him more. I don't know.
I love the character who wins the lottery and acts like an asshole. Like, yeah, fuck you. I won the lottery. Like, he's not at all. Oh, that's a fun one.
Okay, I don't know where we landed on this.
I think it's become even more confusing. It's more mushy. It's just, it's one of those things where I think that it's hard to untangle the justification from the improv, because I think so many teachers, coaches, performers have learned to do justification, whether or not they should have or shouldn't have, that now they look for it. And it's one of those things where now it's almost, you can't put the genie back in the bottle, because now people are looking for justification. They want justification because they were taught to look and want justification, even though you might not really need it. And it might actually be a hindrance to many scenes. Maybe not every scene. Maybe there's a scene where it actually clicks everything into gear and lets you go and have fun, which I think is justification at its best. At its worst, it's a box you tick on, you know, your list of improv things you're supposed to do. And so to me, it's hard. It's hard to put the genie back in the bottle. I think we can do without 95% of the justification that we see out there. And I would invite others to drop it.
I want to say I agree with that. I agree that it's not beneficial when it becomes one of the boxes you need to check in a scene. Am I establishing where I am? Am I establishing who I am? Am I establishing what's going on? Oh, I have to tell them why I am the way I am. If that is part of your in your brain, I think that's detrimental. I don't think that's positive. I think, like you said, it can be beneficial. Information is good sometimes. But yeah, if that's how you're playing right out of the gate, I think you're, and listen, I spend a lot of time there and it's just much more fucking fun to go, I'm crazy. Why? Because I'm crazy. Let's go. I'm crazy. Why? Well, remember in third grade when I blah, 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 blah.
Because then Sam, you're crazy. Because then that makes sense. It's like, well, right. You know, right. It's like, okay, no, this person just had a hard life. Well, let's feel bad for them and not laugh.
Yeah, I did not get a chance to shit on method acting earlier, so I'll take the opportunity now. I think the whole idea of sort of internal psychology is actually really damaging for improv acting, where like you get people who want to have these internal motivations and play real characters, and then it's just not fun. So I want more sort of like outside in acting, where you come in as something other. To quote one of our character episodes, and sort of playing with that. And I'm also reminded, I think it's BOC who talks about this, like the caveman lawyer from SNL, like all you need is an adjective and a noun. And I'm kind of interested on that. Like, I'm crazy. Why? Because I'm a psychopathic murderer, right? Like just something like that. And then we're off to the races. So maybe I'll start playing around with that.
Yeah. All right.
We broke it.
We didn't. The comedy broke. The comedy broke podcast. Please, if during this episode you were screaming at us because we missed it, we just fucking missed it, and you've got the answers. You know why justification is important. You know when and where it should be used. Hit us up at the Comedy Fix on Instagram. We read all the messages, or Jamie and I do. We can't. The truth is, Jamie and I have forgotten the password. We can't give it to Sam. So Sam is forever locked out of IG, which, you know what? That might be for the best. But yeah, let us know what you think. Let us know. I'm curious. Justification, do you use it? Is it beneficial? Is it a hindrance when it's being used against you or for you? How does that feel? All right, I'm done asking you questions. Reach out. Thank you for listening, everybody.